This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Home Minister Amit Shah is arriving in Jammu today to hit the campaign trail in the third and last phase of assembly elections to further bolster BJP's electoral prospects. He will address four rallies in Kathua and Udhampur districts of Jammu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is reaching Jammu on the 28th of this month to give impetus to his party's campaign. Leader of opposition in Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi yesterday interacted with the people in Jammu and sought vote for his party. PPD President and former Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti also arrived in Jammu yesterday and held a roadshow to support her party's candidates. The final phase of elections in the state is said to be very crucial for all the political parties. Voting will be held for 40 assembly seats on 1st of October. 24 assembly segments of Jammu and 16 of Kashmir will go for polls in this phase. In Jammu and Kashmir, a voter turnout of 57.03% was recorded in the second phase of assembly polls yesterday. The Election Commission said voting was held for 26 assembly constituencies spread across six districts peacefully without any incident of violence. The six districts that went to polls in the second phase were Badgam, Ganderbal, Poonch, Rajouri, Riyasi and Srinagar. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman called on Uzbekistan President Shavkat Mirziyoyev on the sidelines of the 9th annual meeting of Board of Governors of AIIB in Samarkand yesterday. The finance minister informed the Uzbekistan president of very productive meetings with Deputy Prime Minister and with Trade, Investment and Industry Minister for fostering collaboration in new areas. These areas include digital technologies, fintech, AI, renewable energy, civil application of nuclear energy, healthcare and pharma sector. India has called for urgent reforms of the international decision-making structures, especially the Security Council, to give the Global South its due representation. Speaking at the Foreign Ministers' meeting of the G20 in the US yesterday, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stressed that the Global South must be given their legitimate voice. He emphasized on the urgent need to reform the UN to ensure it is representative, credible and effective. India has signed an international agreement to protect marine biodiversity on the high seas. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar signed the Biodiversity Beyond National Jurisdiction Agreement at the United Nations headquarters in New York yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, India is proud to join this agreement, which is an important step towards ensuring that the oceans remain healthy and resilient. The agreement under the Law of the Seas Treaty seeks to ensure that marine life is conserved and used in a sustainable manner on the high seas, which is beyond nations' territorial waters and the exclusive economic zone that could extend up to 200 nautical miles or 370 kilometers from the shores. The IMD, India Meteorological Department, has issued a red alert over parts of Maharashtra, Goa, Konkan, Gujarat, Sikkim and sub-Himalayan West Bengal today due to extremely heavy rainfall. The IMD has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Saurashtra, Kutch and Arunachal Pradesh today, along with East Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall conditions will be present over Uttarakhand, Gujarat, West Madhya Pradesh and East Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. In East India, these conditions will also prevail over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura, Jharkhand, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal and Bihar during the next 2 days. In a possible escalation of the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah, Israel's army chief has instructed troops to prepare for a potential incursion into Lebanon. This comes as Israeli fighter jets intensify their bombardment of Hezbollah targets across the border, marking the most severe air assault since 2006. In Macau Open Badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth will face compatriot Ayush Shetty in men's singles round of 16 match this afternoon. In women's singles round of 16 match, Indian shuttler Tasneem Mir is set to face fourth seed Tomoka Miyazaki of Japan today. In women's doubles, India's third seed pair of Gayatri Gopichand and Teresa Jolly will clash with Taiwan's pair in round of 16 match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.